Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Okay, welcome to Drew's News. He's the flower to my field. It's Rossi Ross Matthews.
Oh, I'm blooming. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, shall we news it?
Let's news it.
First story, InStyle reports Dakota Johnson needs 14 hours of sleep each night. In a recent interview, she said, quote, "Sleeping is my number one priority in life. I'm not functional if I get less than 10 hours of sleep, and I can easily go for 14 hours. Dakota doesn't use an alarm clock and doesn't prioritize waking up at any certain time. She also loves to take a bath in the middle of the day." How are you doing it, Dakota?
What?
How?
How many hours a night do you get?
If I'm lucky, 6.
What time are you going to bed?
I mean, somewhere between like 10:30 and midnight. You know, I also have a lot of homework. I do. I watch the movies and the TV shows. I read the books. I do my homework. I'm very fastidious about my job, and it's important to me to be a consummate professional and show up prepared. So,
yes.
Sometimes I get to sleep a little later.
Yes, but isn't your health equally as important as your job? Oh, girl.
I've never asked myself that question.
Neither have I. I know, I asked it like I know the answer. I've never asked myself that either, but right? Like, what time are you going to bed tonight?
What time should I be going to bed?
I think 10 is sensible. 10, 9:30, 9:45, 10.
9:30? I already live.
Now who's judging who? Oh, I'm sorry.
9:30?
All the time we go to bed at 9:30, yeah. Well, Is that lame?
No, but no? Here's the question I have. Who is a parent here? Okay. It's hard when you have kids too, because it's like somewhere around between 8 and 9 is also when you maybe get them to sleep and then have a moment, and then that's when you catch up on stuff or do your homework or do stuff. It is really hard, like, to go to sleep at 9:30.
I think about it all the time. You know, I go home and I have my husband and a chihuahua, right? Great. You go home and you have kids, you know, and I don't know how you do that because we both show up here at the same time and you're nice to everybody. And if I had to do what you have to do, I don't know that I would be that nice.
You are that nice. You're always that nice.
It's because I went to bed at 9:30. Hello. That's why. But it's amazing what you do. And every other, all parents give
well,
it up to
I
you.
Wish everybody a great night's sleep tonight. I really do.
Whatever time you go to bed, just sleep well, everybody, as well as Dakota.
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. Up next, The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. Department of Transportation issued new guidance on the traffic safety messages. You know, a lot of us, we've seen this. U.S. road trippers commonly cruise down the highway and find those corny, punny messages on those big electric safety billboards. I love them. For example, in Arizona, drivers around the 4th of July got, "Only sparkler should be lit." Hilarious. And in Ohio, there was this holiday advice that said, "Visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late." I think these are so funny, and like they deliver an important message, but in a hilarious way. But highway signs have 2 years to stop being funny, they say, and should avoid language that uses pop culture references or humor. I don't get why they're doing this. I don't understand why we can't take our medicine with a little bit of sugar in it, right? Don't you think?
What was the message of the, like, don't be late because you're visiting in-laws? Is that like...
Well, they're saying, you know, take your time, drive...
Slow down.
Slow down, essentially.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah,
that
slow down. You're going to visit your in-laws. Take your time, show up late, right?
Right. Oh, okay, there is a secret message embedded in it.
But you know, what you just said is interesting because say you're driving on a freeway and you see that and you're like, wait, now I don't get that. Let me work that out, right? Then you're kind of distracted. Maybe they need to be simpler. And
I mean, I still don't get the signs, but the fact that they want to take humor out of something, how dare you? How dare you?
Let us have a laugh.
Then take all signs down, okay? Then you can't have any signs. Why can't we have humor? I mean, I'm too stupid to get it, but listen, don't take away the humor.
And maybe hire some people to punch it up a little bit.
Oh, how dare you! Next, the Washington Post shares a reader's question. Do they tell a recently engaged friend that she can do so much better?
Ooh, that's sticky.
That is.
The reader's friend, Mia, just got engaged to Steve. They've been together since right before COVID, and she's been waiting to get married for a long time. However, the reader explains that Steve is terrible. None of Mia's close friends like him or think that he's right for her. You know, this is where I need like a little like information also. Like, is Steve a cheater or is he just boring? You know?
I don't know.
Like a jerk to waiters, you know, and behaves like a bad person? You know, I need details.
I need details too. Is Mia asking what they think of Steve? Does she want your opinion? Right? I mean, maybe Steve is great to Mia when they're one-on-one. You don't know what they're going through. Listen,
I don't want Mia to lose all her friends, though.
It's true. But I mean, unless like I see like something truly, truly terrible. It's just like if Steve is rubbing me the wrong way, I'm not going to tell you I don't like Steve.
It's not your business.
It's not my business. Girl, Mia, do you love Steve? Have a happy life. See you at the wedding. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Steve, I would say whoever this person writing in is like measure how bad it is, because I wouldn't have minded some of my friends locking me in a trunk or two and driving me away from decisions I had made in the past.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, so going forward, if I think you're with a Steve, I should tell you?
You know, don't let me get married at 19 at 3 in the morning in a bar. That would have, my friends would have helped me really, really.
Yes, but you know you're on a journey and your journey got you here. And if your friends would have told you to change your journey, maybe you wouldn't be the person you are right now. So maybe you need to go through that.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Well, we'll be right back with more fun news.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
For the Weekender!
Oh, yay!
This is my favorite part of the show. We share all of our favorite things, and I'm so excited because we have a very special guest joining us.
Yes, with nearly 2 million followers on TikTok. Wow, she's known for providing recaps of iconic pop culture moments and giving dating advice. Anyone I know need that? Okay. Well, do you know who it is? Let's take a look.
Okay, if I say something about Taylor Swift and Tracy Kelsey, is that his name? Tracy Kelsey? What's his name? Travis. Travis Kelsey, okay, right? The finer the man, because that man is fine. That man is dumb fine. The cornier the man, because fine men don't need to learn a lot of game. You know what I mean? Like, when you meet a man who's fine later on in life, they have more of a personnel, a little bit more of a charisma. You know what I mean?
No, one day, baby.
Speaking of Riz, everybody, it's Teffy!
Teffy! I love how you serve it.
Are you eating it up?
I'm eating everything you're serving up.
Well, we're here at the news desk. Uh-huh. We're doing the Weekender. Mm-hmm. Teffy, what is your first tip for the Weekender? Take it away.
Okay. So first up, I am a single girl in the city, and I'm always looking for single things to do, and I really want to start to like learn how to date myself, you know what I mean? And I found out, I went to go see the Beyonce movie.
Obviously. Oh, yes, yep. Of course.
And my friend was like, I get 3 free movies a week. And I said, how? And he has the AMC monthly membership pass. Bring back cinema. I miss going to the movies so much.
I go to the movies all the time.
Yeah.
The best. We love movies.
Absolutely.
You know? And with this pass, you had three free movies a week. And then it doesn't matter if it's IMAX or Dolby. And I don't know the difference. So I'll just go see it. You know what I mean?
All right. Yes. So get the AMC membership.
Yeah, yes. It's like $24.95
yes,
a month.
Yes, I also just Googled it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And you get a certain amount of movies.
Yes.
And think about that. How much is
3.
One ticket to a movie, right? That's great.
That's a great deal. Okay, that's a good tip, Teffy.
I think so, too.
I take my kids to the movies all the time.
It's important.
Okay, I'm becoming a member. Thank you. All right, my tip is something to watch. Okay, has anyone here watched The Gilded Age?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so into it. It's so good. It's an American historical drama TV series written and created by Julian Fellowes. You might know him from Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. It's on HBO. It's set in the United States during the titular era and the boom years. And it's really actually fascinating about so much New York history. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm a city girl, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, the Brooklyn Bridge was actually like really also built by a woman, or you know, this really occurred, and oh my God, that's how that used to work, or that was this neighborhood. It's so good. Watch The Gilded Age.
Watch The Gilded Age, everyone. All right, next. You're dating yourself. You're watching The Gilded Age. Next, you need to try something with a lover. Well, I've got the perfect memory foam cuddle pillow.
What?
Yes, it has 2 adjustable sides to form a unique double pillow design. Mm. This pillow relieves neck pain and stress while allowing you and your significant other to have a cozy night without any pain or numbness. Because whoever, when you're with someone and you're like, oh, that's the perfect place to cuddle, and then 5 minutes later you're like, ow, 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 ow. Well, here's how it works, right? Okay. You go like this. Uh-huh. See how this one's built like this? Okay, how it works, like, there we go. And then you put this on this side, or if you need to switch it the other way, like that, got it? And then you put your
we need a man to ensemble it.
I was just gonna say.
And you put your arm underneath this like this.
Okay, oh. Don't lose your blood flow.
Exactly, and then they put their head here, and you can put your head here or here.
This thing is gonna change my life because I am one of these sleepers.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're that kind of sleeper and they lay their head here, your arm is numb in about 10 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. Now you can cuddle all night long.
What would you call your pillow?
What would I call my pillow?
Mine is Mr. Darcy.
You name your pillow Mr. Darcy?
If it's a boyfriend pillow, allow me to manifest.
you know?
All right, Teffy, you have our last share of the Weekender.
I have a share. Okay, so does anybody suffer from, like, chapped lips all the time, no matter what you
every
do?
Every second of every day.
I don't understand. I drink a gallon of water a day, and still, it's like the desert. So I have, like, a little combo. Hyaluronic acid. When you're about to put on your moisturizer, you put on a little hyaluronic acid, and you do it over the lip. Okay? And sometimes, back in the day, I would put moisturizer over my lips. And I'd be like, no. But now I do the hyaluronic acid, the moisturizer, then I do a chapstick, and then an oil, because these oils serve as like saran wrap. You know what I mean? So you just lock it all in.
Is there a specific lip thing?
Oh, I love these lip oils. I love these lip oils. They're by In Beauty. Women owned.
Okay. What's this one?
This one is vanilla mint. Give it a...
Okay, let me try it.
See, I'm a Y2K girl. If you didn't want to eat your lip gloss, like, it served me no purpose.
Oh, you like the smell.
Yeah.
Am I pulling it off?
Yeah. You are looking luscious.
Ooh, there's a little tingle to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But warning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
It also has like a nice minty something.
That is nice.
If you're not getting a tingle from dating, you might as well get a tingle from your lip gloss.
Understood.
Thank you. Well, Teffy, thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Thank
I don't want to leave.
Thank you so much for coming here. Will you do
it's
some social stuff with us, too? Since you
if
are.
If I ever say no, call the police. Something's wrong.
Okay.
Something's gone awry.
Okay.
I will stay. Yes.
Your followers are rabid and they want some answers. And we're going to kick it over to social. You can find that on our channels. And by the way, did you know that vodka can make your plants live longer?
No.
We'll be right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
That you maybe should know about me, it's that I'm a flower girl. I am. Flower beauty, flower films. I have a book called Wildflower. Everything in my world has always been flower-oriented. And luckily, I know a flower guy who knows all the rights and wrong things to do when approaching flower arrangements. Please welcome my dear friend, Christopher Freeman. Christopher, what are you teaching us today? Because I always learn from you. I don't know what I'm doing, and I always look to you.
Yeah, well, I love doing flowers with you because you love them so much.
I love them so much.
Yeah, so today we'll talk about spring flowering branches.
Hmm.
So today we have quince, which flowers in the early spring, but we could also be using cherries or magnolias or dogwoods, depending on where we are, when it is, etc.
Okay, so when I'm like cutting a branch or a stem, why do I need a chainsaw, Christopher? Why can I not figure this out? What do I do to trim a branch? Because I don't have anything in the house that's sturdy enough to do it.
So you need a pair of pruners, pruning shears, which you have some here and I have some here. And so what you do is, when you're making an arrangement with anything, you'll cut off any little twigs on the side. And then the bottom, you want to cut maybe quarter, half inch up from the bottom.
Do you want to cut it at an angle?
And you want to cut it at an angle.
Why?
Because, if you cut it flat, then you get a little bit less surface area than when you cut it at an angle. And the more surface area for your fresh cut, the more water can go up into the branch.
Got it.
Yeah.
Next.
And then, so what I do, one reason that branches are so great is because in the spring, in April or May, they're abundant everywhere. So if you live in a place where you can trim your own trees, you can just take a branch or two off.
Or I also can see them at like my local bodega.
Exactly, yeah.
I always have been wanting to go down to the flower market, but I still like haven't made it, but I do love a bodega flower.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so if you buy a couple at the bodega, you know, you could buy a dozen roses or a dozen tulips or a dozen anything, but just a couple of these stems for the same price, and look, you've filled up the entire space.
Okay, you also have some care tips for regular flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Sir.
So for regular flowers and for these, this applies to all flowers, two tips for you.
Okay.
Three tips.
Okay.
Okay, number one, it's good to replace the water often.
Like every day or every two or 3 days?
Every 2 or 3 days.
That's
basically good. When it starts to get kind of milky and cloudy, because what that means is there's bacteria, the bacteria goes into the plants and it makes them last less long. Number two, you can recut, just like we did with the branches, recut the bottoms maybe a quarter inch every time you replace the water.
A little trim for health.
A little trim for health. Sort of like doing a little trim on your hair. It just kind of spruces it up.
And number three?
Number three, what you can do is add a little bit of flower. So a lot of plants come with flower food.
Yes.
So you can use that flower food, or you can make your own home remedy. This has a little bit of water, bleach, lemon juice, and sugar.
Bleach?
I know.
How much bleach?
Just this much.
A drop?
Yeah, just a little bit of
bleach. Like a thimble.
A thimble.
Okay, and wait, did you, can
There's
you
another.
Use vodka?
Yes, so we both have a shot of vodka, which is not for today.
It's okay, I don't drink. I'm not sober, but I don't drink.
So you can just put a splash of vodka in the vase like that.
So flowers are partiers.
Flowers
I knew I liked you
is
guys.
Is that the name of your next book?
Flowers are partiers. That's the name of my life. I've always been a good time gal. I have. I like to have fun. What can I say?
Yeah, you and me both.
Okay, so this is how to make your flowers last longest.
Basically, treat your flowers like living things, not like furniture. Like, take care of them.
Okay, that's just gonna stay in my brain for the rest of my life. Thank you, Christopher Freeman!
Ooh, yeah!
We'll be right back with another surprising plant tip. Just a tip.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we go, here's a member of our Drew crew.
Hey, it's Drew Kerr, Danny CEO, and I have a question for you. Are you tired of chasing around insects that are invading your houseplants? Well, you have everything you need to make the best insect repellent right in your own home. You just take water and garlic cloves and boil them together. Let that mixture cool completely down and fill a spray bottle and spray away. This mixture is completely non-toxic. The plants love it, but the insects hate it.
We make this show for you, so please take it with you, everybody.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.